Time to get into the day's top business news, starting with a preview of the expected consumer price inflation data and the outcome of the latest Monetary Policy Committee meeting later this week. The latest CPI figures will be released by Stats SA tomorrow, while the Reserve Bank will reveal the outcomes of its latest MPC meeting on Thursday. Executive Chief Economist at Alexandra Forbes Investments, Lesiba Mutata, joins us on the line now. Good evening, Lesiba.
Good evening. How are you, Timmy?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for your time. What are we expecting from the CPI figures coming out tomorrow?
Likely a 4.8 outcome, which is slightly lower than a 5.1 we've seen last time. There was some statistical rebasing. They looked at different ways of looking at housing in the previous outcome. That's what pushed it high. But one would expect it to continue on that moderate rate of growth. 4.8 will be driven by largely the petrol price is coming through, some of the rand weakness, but that disinflation will come from food. Although meat prices remain elevated, we'll see the whole food basket continue to go down. And all that actually talks about an inflation outcome that is still well within the target range.
Yeah.
We look forward to see how the currency evolves from here, because that will inform where inflation goes.
Those figures that are expected, what kind of a picture would they really paint about the position of the consumer and South Africa's economy, as we always hear that it's not such a rosy picture?
Well, there's a peculiarity, because if you look at the retail sales number, they're suggesting a very different outcome. 5.4% year-on-year growth on retail sales, which was on top of the 5% that was seen previously. So meaning that there is some peculiarity, but I think it's explained by what has happened in the budget. There was household there. You will find that wage growth was strong. Public services, in fact, were growing with wages at 10%. We've seen in that budget. So the bottom line here is that I think it's a surprising outcome of the consumer. It's not falling out of bed, and it's all supported by low inflation.
Given the expected CPI expectations in terms of numbers, what effect is this likely to have on the MPC's decision on rates?
It's a tough Monetary Policy Committee tomorrow, because we're on the eve of the ratings downgrade.
Yes.
They'll do their scenarios about what they expect to happen should we get downgraded. It is largely in the price, but it will have a rand weakness effect. And with that, I think they will leave things unchanged, but they will talk about a more hawkish stance. The big thing is, will they reverse rates if the rand sells further from here? It's possible. It's possible that they may be more hawkish.
Well, Lesetla Chakanyako, the governor of the central bank, had earlier this year indicated that this, the MPC might have reached the end of a hiking cycle. Is that still the case in terms of expectations going forward as we end the year and go into a new year? Do we expect the Reserve Bank to cut, or rather leave rates unchanged for a while and continue cutting as opposed to rising?
You know, so that depends on the model when they put it together, what the inflation outlook will be. That model is still going to suggest that the inflation is in the target range of 3% and 6%.
Mm-hmm.
They will look at how orderly the downgrade will impact markets and how sustained weak currency will ensue from there. In other words, the rand is likely to sell off. I would not be surprised to see a 15 and a half to the rand, even a 16 to the dollar.
Yeah.
When the downgrades actually happen, because it's a material one.
Mm.
It's on non-investment grade junk status, on 90% of debt issued. So with that, they will try to really remain hawkish. I'm not too sure that it's clear that they will not hike rates. We'll see what happens on how the markets respond to it all.
Apart from the rates issue, you indicated that the central bank is expected to address very challenging matters, especially with this particular meeting. We've seen politics come into the fray where economic news is concerned. And we've seen the governor coming out to speak on political matters. Are we expecting to see that from him again this week as we head to the ANC's election conference in December?
It's a very important question you're asking, because we've seen in the last few years that monetary policy authorities began talking about fiscal policy. They'll talk about its trajectory and what is happening there. And I wonder what the governor is going to say this time around, considering what came out in the medium-term budget policy. I wonder what he will say about what he expects, what fiscal policy will look like in 2018, considering there's a new process, there's a new team that is put together, led by the Minister of Finance, but that's essentially not part of the Treasury. I wonder what he will say, and therein is a huge amount of uncertainty. I look forward to his opinion on that one.
I definitely look forward to that one too. Thank you so much for your input. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Executive Chief Economist at Alexandra Forbes Investments, Lesiba Mutata, talking to us about the expected CPI data and the outcome of the latest Monetary Policy Committee meeting. Of course, the CPI data will be released by Stats SA tomorrow, while the outcome of the Monetary Policy Committee meeting with the Reserve Bank will be announced by Central Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago on Thursday. That will be on the eve of the latest assessments from rating agencies Moody's as well as S&P, with many analysts predicting that South Africa will be downgraded further.